This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right by taking some time with God together. And isn't it great to go to God's Word together and recognize that there's truth here? And as we read the Bible, there's something about it that God confirms instinctively to our hearts. And we know this is truth. This is what God is saying to us. If you've never owned a Bible or opened a Bible, I encourage you to go into a bookstore and ask for a Bible in a modern translation, one that's readable. And before you open it, just say, God, would you speak to me if this is your word for me? And open up. I encourage you to start in the book of John. You can remember that because I say to you every morning, I'm John North. So look up in your Bible for the book of John. It's a great place to start. And just start reading from there. We're talking about listening to God this week. And I want us to go to Psalm 25 today. Psalm 25, and looking just in verses 4 and 5 of this beautiful psalm. David writes, make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Well, do you hear the openness of David's heart towards God? Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth. Teach me. You are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. And if you want to make your time with God spiritually fruitful in your life, you need to open your heart to God while you read. Don't read the Bible with your arms crossed, tapping your toe, saying, oh, I don't know if God really wants the best for me. I don't know if I want to respond to him. You need to open your heart to God. Remember that at the cross of Jesus Christ, God has proved his love for you. He's laid everything on the line for your well-being. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God has proved his love for you. Open your heart to him. Be willing for him to challenge you about your life, to be corrected or even confronted as you read, but with your heart open to say, okay, God, I can see what you want to do in my life. You know, if you're only willing to hear comfortable things, you're not going to grow very much spiritually. You're not actively listening, and you're going to fail in your desire to really hear what God is saying to you. Don't limit what God can do in your life by picking and choosing what you're going to open your heart to in his word. Open your heart and then come to God and read the Bible. It's a heart of obedience that brings God's response to your life. Oswald Chambers once said, the tiniest fragment of obedience and heaven opens up and the profoundest truths of God are yours straight away. But God will not reveal more truth about himself until you obey what you know already. Beware of being wise and prudent. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.